Everything you can learn about art from a 7-year-old this time on Culture File. For their current Take a Breath exhibition at IMA, the museum went with a bold choice. They created an exhibition audio guide with the help of a group of children whose encounters with the art are yours to listen to as you wander the corridors in Kilmainham. Culture File spoke to IMA's Head of Research and Learning, Sheena Barrett, about the museum's kids' audio guide and a meet 'em where they live philosophy.
Let's do a breath meditation together. Breathe in for four and then out for four.
One of the fantastic things about being in a museum is that you get to facilitate work with children of all ages. And we would be very much interested in the voice of the child coming through in that. From an education perspective, we've really moved away from the kind of didactic model of bringing children in to be told what they're looking at, but rather to facilitate a conversation that explores the work collectively. Sometimes that's through very specific methodologies, like maybe visual thinking strategies, and other times it's through effective use of probing questions. Because I suppose we all bring our own cultural references to an artwork, whatever our age. We're all at different stages of aesthetic development. And being able to facilitate conversations around it allows everyone to share what it is that they're seeing and really adds layers of richness to what we might be looking at in a way that doesn't happen when you're just looking at it by yourself or if you're just being told what to see.
Hi, my name is Rose and I'm 7 years old. This artwork is by Khadija Say.
So Rose, who's seven, is encountering a series of black and white prints, and they're a photographic series called In This Space We Breathe. And they're really looking at the spiritual significance of breath within the black experience. Khadija is looking at ancestral rituals.
These photographs are all self-portraits and look very old, despite not being made too long ago. In these photos, we see the artists holding
It's really sort of poignant in a way that Rose has picked up on this idea of a talisman and rituals and specific experiences that relate to small objects that are signs or symbols, because of course that's also something that we see within gaming. And for her, she's making references to the worlds that she inhabit that include Mario and where a particular character has the capacity to turn into a princess if she can find the right tools to do so. So while, you know, as an adult we can kind of think, oh, isn't that cute that she's making reference to princesses, at the same time there is something very powerful about the characters that Khadija Say has set up in this series and the kind of symbolism that she has within it. So I think it's to really just acknowledge that we... our own references that we bring to things add to the power of what the artist is trying to communicate.
What things help to make you feel better? The one thing that makes me feel better is playing Super Mario. There's a character called Toadette and she can turn into like a princess and the others can't. So I usually play her just in case I'm allowed to turn into them.
For some people, reference points might be particular philosophers they've read. For some others, it might be the story that they're reading at the moment or something they've watched on TV, or like with one of our youngest participants, when she talks about something really special that's happened for her and a place that she likes to be, and that is where Isabel Nolan's work reminds her of being by the sea. Although Isabel Nolan's work is more to create this peaceful moment that is, you know, Isabel talks about being inspired by stained glass and the experience of being in a cathedral and the kind of peace that comes with that, and also thinking about sunlight and landscape, and that it has this child thinking about going fishing.
I've caught two fish. It was a competition and I caught two feet. It was from a long time ago.
It's this sense of what's special, what's magical for you. And so it's kind of gorgeous to think about that was the curator's intent and the artist's intent was to create this space that was peaceful and magical that could hold you after some quite difficult moments throughout the exhibition. And that, you know, you have a 5-year-old absolutely picking up on that and sharing what's magical for her.
My favourite thing to say in Irish is Spralam Ammoniocht. That means I like hurling.
As an adult visitor to the museum, if you don't come with any knowledge, you may pick it up from the little text on the wall. So in a way, we're primed with knowledge about the artist biography and what happened in Grenfell, and then that's our reception of it. But for these children, that you know, that's not they're not primed in the same way. So how do you prime them?
Well, that's it. I mean, I suppose the kind of tenets that we hold on to, like an artist biography that show the trajectory of their practice. Is this someone, you know, when you go to an international museum, is this someone famous I should be looking at? You know, as you sort of run through the Rijksmuseum and try to figure out which works you should capture. You know, for a child, that like sense of who's famous, who's not, who's part of the canon, who's not, these are not interesting things. It's much more an emotional connection, or a connection to, you know, when we look at stages of aesthetic development, it can be that they might initially look at list making. What can I readily identify? And then start to create a narrative. How do I build a story upon that? And then does that story connect to my life, and in what way? And then what feeling am I left with? And I think that that's a really nice thing that's come through in terms of the audio descriptions, is that sort of movement through, here's what I see, here's what this makes me feel like. And then they have also suggested some prompts for the viewer. It's like, you know, well, what do you like to do? Where do you like to be? What does it feel like for you to experience this? And how does this connect to your life?
I love it. And I just learned how to swim like properly without holding my breath on holidays last summer. Not last summer, like this summer. So it's very different than how I normally did it, but it's very fun and it's kind of relaxing. The sea is very like beautiful, so yeah.
A lot of the work that I would have been involved in over the years in terms of visual thinking strategies is really that we think about what is the aesthetic development level of the group that you're working with. And each, as individuals, our level of exposure, our understanding of visual literacy, the kind of cultural references that we've encountered to date. I suppose a lot of pedagogical thinking would suggest that we meet people where they're at, and that we create the kind of spaces that allow for a safety within that, so that whatever it is that we're looking at, that we feel safe to explore it. I suppose while we want people to come to IMA and enjoy an exhibition and enjoy a particular artwork, our aim is not for them just to learn about one piece of art. It's to really experience what it's like to look, and to maybe take some of that looking and learning onto, you know, once they move outside of the museum and look at the world in a different way.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Sheena Barrett and collaborators there, and you can find the Take a Breath Kids Guide on SoundCloud, and IMA's forthcoming three-year collection exhibition, Art as Agency, which opens in February, will have its own brand new kids audio guide.